Who were some of the men that contributed to the development of the great all-inclusive science of biology? Well, one of the first was Audubon. John James Audubon, a man of mysterious and romantic origin, a man who some believe was the Dauphin of France, the little boy who was officially declared to have died in the Temple Prison, Paris, June 8, 1795. A curious man who at any rate lived a romantic, some would say desultory life, a gentleman farmer, adventurer, trader, traveler, backwoodsman, fencing master, dancing teacher, artist, and ornithologist. Yes, the name of Audubon is intimately tied up with ornithology or bird study. And ornithology is simply one branch of zoology, which in turn is a branch of biology. Well, in the fall of the year 1810, Audubon and his business partner, Ferdinand Rogier, set up their general store in the frontier town of Henderson, Kentucky, 125 miles down the river from Louisville. One day, Audubon was tramping through the woods with John Pope.
This is the strangest job I ever had, Mr. Audubon. Here you're paying me to be a clerk in your general store, and all you ever want me to do is go hunting with you.
Well, would you not rather go hunting, John?
Oh, why, of course.
And so would I. I expect we will both hear plenty about this from Mr. Rosier.
Mr. Rosier don't think you pay near enough attention to the business, Mr. Audubon.
Well, maybe he's right. Maybe my heart is not really in the business of dispensing bacon and flour to the good people of this metropolis. But I... Oh, John, look.
Where?
There. A great blue heron. Just rose from the bank of the river. He's flying low.
Oh, yes. Just over those willows yonder. Well, aren't you to go and take a shot at him?
Oh, look at the grace of his flight. Look at him rise now on that column of air. Oh, see, he is poised. Oh, he's getting up high there so he can look down and spy a fish. Come on, John. Let us get close to the bank. If we stay well out of sight, maybe we can creep up close and get a good look at him.
Yes, sir, come on. Let's get near to the river.
Oh, he is coming down now. He will be lighting in mud. Scrunch down low and crawl.
Yes, sir, if we're going to get close.
So tall, your Kentucky grass, John.
Yes, sir, and it's good grass, too. Fine grass for horses. Hey, what was that?
It's only a wild turkey.
It scared the life out of me, Mr. Audubon.
Quiet. You will frighten the heron. He can hear a whisper half a mile off. Come on, here's the bank. Now, please be careful. Just stay low behind this willow.
Do you see him? Oh, yes, I see him now.
He is standing there like a statue.
He don't hardly look real, does he?
Look how his left leg is poised, all ready to take a step.
Straight as a ramrod, the leg he's standing on.
Step. 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 He is watching the water.
Maybe he's looking for the sunnies. They come right up to the shore.
Look at him stretch his neck. Look down. Oh, that's a keen eye he has got, the heron.
He don't see us.
Not yet. Now keep very still. His eye is yellow as gold.
Oh, look, he's laying his head on his shoulder. Is he going to sleep?
Oh, no. He is wide awake. He can strike better from that position.
Look, he's going to walk again.
Yes. Step. Step.
Bang! He's caught it. He got a fish in his bill. Look, he's beating it on a stone. He's trying to kill it.
Now, watch him gulp it down.
Well, I vow. I thought he'd choke.
There he goes. He's off to another station. Look at him rise from the mud. See how his great wings beat the air.
I missed him. Why'd you knock my gun?
Why, John, you cannot eat those things. They have no meat on them.
Well, didn't you want to make a picture of him?
Why, I killed a heron last year in Pennsylvania. And I've plenty of sketches of the bird. And I have all the measurements. I made notes on the coloring. When I've seen a few more of these fellows in action, then I will make my picture. I think I shall draw him taking off in flight.
Well, that'll be very pretty, Mr. Audubon. I hope I shall see the picture when you get it done.
Oh, you shall, my boy, you shall. And not only you, but all the world. Somehow, sometime, I am going to have all my birds published in a book. The pictures and the story of their lives and all I know about them. And that day, John, the whole world will come to know of the wild birds of North America.
Yes, sir, that they will, I'm sure. And now, sir, don't you think we'd better be getting back to the store?
The store? Oh, yes, 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 the store. Perhaps we had better.
Yes, sir.
Oh, look, John, look.
What?
A Kentucky cardinal.
Where?
Oh, come on. Let us watch where it goes. Let us find its nest. Come on, John.
After a long, hard struggle, both in America and in England, Audubon did get his book published. And a beautiful and interesting book it is, too, with life-size, full-color pictures of all kinds of birds in their natural habitat and in action. The Birds of America is still one of the most important books ever published in the field of vertebrate zoology. The book became a great success, first in Europe where it was published, and then all over the world. Then at last, Audubon was able to give up the commercial activity that irked him so completely and devote himself to the observation of nature and to drawing what he saw. And thus did John James Audubon become one of our first great naturalists, one of our first biologists, whose task in that day of science was to describe what he saw in nature, nothing more.